Section 2. The seven Grant expeditions to Central America between 1870 and 1875 can be seen as a sharp, clean line through the whole long history of canal plans and proposals, reaching back to an obscure reference concerning an obscure Spaniard, Alvaro de Saavedra, a kinsman of Cortés, who supposedly meant to have opened the land of Castilla del Oro from sea to sea. There had never been any serious possibility of a canal during Spanish times. "There are mountains, but there are also hands," was the lovely declaration of a Spanish priest of the 16th century, "and for a king of Castile, few things are impossible." The priest, Francisco López de Gómara, was the first to raise the issue of location, naming Panama, Nicaragua, Darien, and Tehuantepec as the best choices in a book published in 1552. But he was sadly deceiving himself. Not for another 300 years, not until the 19th century, would a canal, even a very small canal, become a reasonable possibility. It required certain advances in hydraulic engineering, among other things, and it required the steam engine. The place most 19th century North Americans expected to see the canal built, including the president, was Nicaragua. If not Darien, it would be through Lake Nicaragua. If not there, then probably it would have to be Panama. Tehuantepec had the virtue of being so much closer to the United States, but that was about all that could be said for Tehuantepec. The great overriding problem, however, was the extremely low level of reliable geographical information on Central America. And this, despite more than 50 years of debate over where a canal ought to go, despite volumes of so-called geographical research, engineering surveys, perhaps 100...